USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a speech at Hillsdale College in Michigan, Attorney General William Barr compared stay-at-home orders issued by governors to mitigate the spread of coronavirus to slavery.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. It's, you know, other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
States issued stay-at-home orders earlier this year to stop the spread of the virus, which has since killed nearly 200,000 Americans. The Attorney General also stated that it should be politicians, not scientists, making decisions on what's best for the American people.
The person in the white coat is not the grand seer who can come up with the right decision for society. A free people makes its decision through its elected representative.
President Trump has also slammed lockdown orders, asking the states who are still on lockdown to open their schools and businesses. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wade Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Hurricane Sally's remnants continue to dump torrential rains on eastern Alabama and Georgia, while the Florida Panhandle and South Alabama were facing the possibility of even more misery due to swollen rivers a day after the storm blew ashore. At least one death has been blamed on the hurricane, which made landfall near Gulf Shores, Alabama, blasting 105-mile-an-hour winds and battering coastal communities with massive amounts of rainfall. The National Weather Service says heavy rains associated with the storm is continuing to impact South Carolina, North Carolina, and into Virginia and Maryland. Pennsylvania's highest court ruled that the Green Party's presidential candidate cannot be on the general election ballot because of a failure to closely follow nomination procedures. It is a decision that could help Democratic nominee Joe Biden in another battleground state that President Trump won in 2016. It comes just days after the same decision in Wisconsin. With a 5-2 Democratic majority, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned that Howie Hawkins could stay on the ballot in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After the SEC decided to move forward on college football, the University of Georgia has faced backlash from critics after announcing it would not be using its campus as a voting location for the presidential election. Critics have said the decision to cancel in-person voting was hypocritical, as the university is now allowing over 23,000 football fans to gather. The group tweeted out, "Sign the petition to stop Georgia from engaging in voter suppression. If we can have football, we can have voting too." After reaching their 114th day of mostly violent protests in the city of Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has taken another tool away from the police to protect the local citizens.
Effective immediately, I'm directing the Portland Police Bureau to end the use of CS gas for crowd control. I commend the preliminary work that the Oregon State Legislature has done to evaluate the use of gas and what safer alternatives may exist that prevent the need for greater force.
Over the last 114 days, Antifa groups and other protesters have continued to destroy local businesses with arson, looting, and graffiti, forcing many to shut down permanently. Portland police stations have been hijacked. Federal buildings, including the ICE office and Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been set on fire on numerous occasions. And police officers have been attacked with bricks, frozen water bottles, and Molotov cocktails, all while Governor Kate Brown and Mayor Wheeler demand that federal troops not get involved, with no end in sight to the almost daily ruts. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.